The third of them on the Kensington track went to the Queenslander Temple of Boom, while Vancouver ran 50.6, Temple of Boom ran 49.4 and won the trial. Winona Costin was in the saddle and Tony Gollan is back from a brief break and was at Randwick this morning. Morning to you, Tony.
Hi, Andrew.
Very well. You would have been impressed. I know you were away, I think, for the first one, but this morning it was a really sharp hit out.
Yeah, look, he was good at Rosehill the other day. He had a good look around. We have never had his blinkers on him. He was just there for a bit of exercise, and today we had the shades on him and wanted the trial to be a little bit sharper as he's running in Melbourne next week, and this was his final piece of work today.
All right, so we'll get on to Melbourne in a moment, but this morning he just seemed to do it so easily. It was 8.40, around 49.4. What did Winona Costin say on return?
Yeah, look, she was wrapping him. She's ridden him quite a lot of work. He's been down here for about 3 weeks in Sydney. She's ridden him quite a few gallops and just different horse once you put the blinkers on him, and had that bit of a hit out the other day at Rosehill. He come on, you know, significantly from that. And I just asked her to let him just breathe up a little bit the last sort of furlong, half furlong, and he put a space in him. He's 9 years old on Saturday and you certainly wouldn't know it.
No, he is a rising nine-year-old. He's a marvel. All right, so the horse is off to Melbourne. You've used the Ori Star in the past. Is that the race you're looking at again?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we'll go down there next week. I tossed and turned whether to do that or not, but we just weren't quite ready for the Bletchingley last Saturday, so we want to give him this extra trial today, and I'm glad we have, and he'll be spot on for the Ori Star next week. Albeit the handicapping system will go against him being a handicap race. Yep. And then possibly 3 weeks into to the 1400 Group 1.
Okay, so the 1400 there, is that at Caulfield?
Yeah, the Memsie, is it?
Yeah, the Memsie, yep. Yeah. So you are sort of, he's got that fitness, I guess, held over a little bit from the winter campaign as well?
Oh, definitely. We're behind the eight ball all winter. He had to have a longer layoff from last spring due to hurting his hamstring up the straight. And just took a little bit, they get older, a little bit harder to get him fit. And now he's had that winter fitness under his belt. He's really, really good here for the early spring.
All right. You bookmarked Zara for the Ori Star. I hope he saw this morning's trial.
Yeah, no, he'll be happy if he did, because he's in good shape, this horse. And they don't worry about how old he is and how many runs he's had. He'll be awfully competitive in these early spring races.
All right. Good on you, Tony. Have you got a winner tomorrow?
Yeah, I hope so, mate. I've only got two runners. I think Satirical Lass will be very hard to beat. She won the other day and she looks pretty impressive. Go on her winning ways tomorrow.
All right, good luck. Thanks for joining us, Tony.
Thank you. Cheers.
Tony Gollan there out at Randwick. So Temple of Boom, one trial, three, ran it in 49.4 to beat Speak Fondly and the Golden Slipper runner-up in English. Gust of Wind and Thunder Lady were in that trial. John Sargent's joining us. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
John, they were given a pretty easy time out the back in that trial.
Yes, they just went round, Andrew, to get them. They had a nice sweat before the trial, and both jockeys were happy with them. They had a good blow, and they're actually back up the stables now on the Walker.
And given that that's their, you know, I guess it's small steps going forward, do you obviously plan to trial them again?
I don't know if I will, Andrew. It might be better to go to the races with a... you get a better track and a day out of game. So they might kick off by looking at the program and the Warwick Stakes, those two on the 22nd at Royal Randwick. I think it's just down the road, and the day out will bring them on, 1,400 yep. metres.
Sounds like this morning might even bring them on, even, you know, getting the saddle on and bit of feel, bit of jazz around this morning. It brings them on a bit.
Yeah, no, it does. And as you say, if it was a maiden and trying to win first up or a certain a sprinter or whatever, maybe they might need another trial. But I just want to work them through to be at their peak, you know, come October, November.
Yeah, understand. It's a long way off, that for sure. And the other one, Kiramosa, went around in the Vancouver trial. You sat up outside Vancouver. I thought, look, he felt the pinch probably, or she did, probably felt the pinch a little bit late.
Yeah, that's right. She went round, and all the horses went around without their blinkers on. She'll probably go to the toy show on the over 1300 on the Phillies and Bears on the 22nd and kick off there. She can go well fresh. She's not as big as the other fillies and whatever, but now that's a good clean out for her. She's come through it good by the look of it, and it'll be great to see her back at the races.
Yeah, for sure. The main thing is that they go there, they, as I say, there's a bit of buzz around the trial session, and it just helps to get that adrenaline pumping.
That's right, and get some miles under their legs, and then we'll start. It'll be great to see all these good horses out in a few weeks. The weather's turned here in Sydney. The tracks will be good, and there'll be some great racing coming up.
We're going to chat with Tommy Berry when he's got between trials out there this morning, but any reports on the Kensington track?
Mate, it seemed all right from the jockeys just then, so let's hope we get it right, because it's putting so much pressure on the other tracks, missing having that one.
Yeah, no, I think everyone agrees with you. We'll get a report, hopefully, from Tommy along the way. All right, thanks a lot, mate. Appreciate it. Oh, by the way, Centre Pivot's a good chance tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think he's fresh, and it's well short of his distance, but a good horse to sprint well fresh. So there looks like a lot of speed in the race. So if he gets a nice soft run, Blake produces him at the right time, I think he'll go a nice race.
And the last time Blake was on, he actually rode it to win. I know it was back in December, but he does know the horse.
He knows it well. He rides it in track work. He knows like the back of his hand, so that's a big help having a jockey that knows your horse. So all's well for tomorrow.
All right, good luck, John. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. Cheers.
John Sargent there at the trial. So Kieran Moser going towards the Toy Show, and the other two, Gust of Wind and Thunder Lady, Warwick Stakes on August 22 for a kickoff. Chris Waller's joining us. He's had a couple there in those key early trials. Morning to you, Chris.
Andrew, how are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Good to talk to you. The last time I spoke to you was Brazen Bow in the UK, mate. It didn't quite work out, but I know it was a great learning experience for you going forward as well.
Yeah, it sure was. No, I think the day we met, we were talking about after-match celebrations and things like that. Little did we know we weren't going to win.
Yeah, no, that's life. That's racing, for sure.
Sure is.
Kermadec went around this morning, probably given what we expect from maybe Waller horses, a nice, easy time of it. What's the report there?
Very good. Yeah, we just gave him an easy time. He's still, 2 weeks away from, actually 3 weeks away from resuming in what's likely to be the Warwick Stakes. So this morning was a second trial, and he's still... We could basically run next week in the expressway if we wanted, but I just see that as being one extra run. If we did happen to get beyond a race like the Epsom that looked towards a Cox Plate, well, could be looking for a bit of time out before he gets to a very big race. So I think we'll just sit on him and wait, and therefore we've got another 3 weeks up our sleeve.
Yep. We know how talented can be. And I was just talking to John Sargent, Chris, that these trials, they're obviously shown on the tally now. We talk about them maybe a bit more than what we did 5 years ago, but we're learning to watch them and just to see what you want out of them, I guess.
Yeah, I think every train is different with how they trial them. And it's pretty obvious that we don't do a lot with ours.
Yeah.
But we certainly make sure they're wound up for race day and just keep building on a preparation. So, as they say, there's not much prize money paid out from today's trials.
No, exactly. Mate, any reports from you guys on the Kenzo track?
Not really.
No.
I haven't.
No.
No, I don't know enough about it just yet. So.
No, fair enough.
It's brilliant every time it resumes. One or two meetings down the track, it's a disaster. So I shouldn't be sounding as a pessimist, but it's lost me a long time ago.
Yeah, let's hope that they can do something here. Mate, Amicus seemed to be okay in her first trial.
Yeah, very good. Pleasing reports came back from Nashville. And I heard you just say about one of the horses before, about resuming in the Toy Show. It'll be the same for Amicus. And she will have a second trial about 8 days before that. But she, of course, being Group 1 winner, she's come back well and should be in for a good preparation.
Okay, beautiful. Mate, I spoke to you off-air earlier in the week and passed it on to our listeners. Press statement heading towards the Golden Rose, most likely second up?
Yeah, he'll run in or race 2 weeks before it's either the Rose Bottle or run to the Rose. Unfortunately, he'll get a 4 kilo penalty for being a Group 1 winner, so he'll carry 60 kilos. That's sounding negative, but I think we're better off to do that than going into the Golden Rose first up. So that's still certainly the plan. The horse is terrific.
Well, let's hope so, because we know how good he can be. Mate, I know, guess who's back tomorrow, Chris?
Bensley?
Nah, well, I've been back. Come on. Oh. Who else has been away?
No, I don't know. Everyone's been away. Except me. Except I had a working holiday.
You had a working one. The Duff's back. He'll be listening right now. He says he doesn't listen, but he does. You know, he's one of those. But he's back tomorrow, so the in-depth questions really come back tomorrow, mate.
That'll be good. I'll be well tuned up for it.
All right, good luck. Thanks for coming on straight after the trials, mate.
See ya.
Chris Waller joining us there. Yep, Ron Duffus, he is back tomorrow morning from 7. Mike Fraser with him. Duff wants me to say it. The A-team is back tomorrow with Duffusy and Fraser, and they'll be looking towards the Rosehill Gardens preview on Racing HQ Saturday. The show begins at 6:30 and then straight after at 7, of course, all the interviews. Well, let's go to Darwin now. He now has a base at Flemington in Melbourne, but this is where it all began for Stephen Brown, the trainer. Morning to you, Stephen.
How are you, Andrew?
Very well indeed. I know most of your time is down in Melbourne now, but there's nothing like getting back home.
Yeah, nothing like it, Andrew. It's pretty warm up here, I might say, though.
How warm? I know there wouldn't be a cloud in the sky, but how warm is it?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty hot, and I think it's going to be a hot weekend, so survival of the fittest.
All right. Well, you shouldn't be complaining. You're used to it.
No, I'm not complaining. Oh, well, actually, I don't know.
Oh, you're not becoming a softy living in Melbourne now, are you?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Yeah, sadly. Yeah.
No, well, mate, there's nothing like a Darwin Carnival. Our breakfast guys are going to be there on Monday, the big sports breakfast, and there's so many interstaters that venture there. It's just a special week, isn't it, of racing?
Yeah, it is. It is a big week, Andrew, and they just come out of the sky, you know. There's faces here that I haven't seen for years and new faces everywhere.
I know there was breakfast with the stars yesterday. Did they get a crew for that?
Oh yeah, they always get a big turnout for that. It's pretty good. I didn't get over there, Andrew. We sort of were working horses, and so I didn't get over.
Yeah, no, I understand. You're a low key. You just like to train winners on race day.
Yeah, I'm not a real self promoter, Andrew, but yeah, the proof, put the proof out there on race day for sure.
Palmerston Sprint tomorrow. Can African Pulse continue on its winning way as an eight-year-old?
Well, I think so, Andrew. He doesn't really know he's 8 years old, although he's got a few little niggles here and there. But he's going really well, and he won well. That was the same race that we won with 8 Bills last year. And he's loving the hot weather anyway. He's really loose in the joints, and we're getting down the beach, and he loves it.
Yeah, that's good. You've got another one in that race too, haven't you, in that Palmerston?
Yeah, Gold Bundle.
Is he based up there full-time, Steve?
Yeah, he is. He's a Darwin horse. I think he comes from Paul Cedar in Adelaide, but he's a really nice horse, nice big horse, and wouldn't surprise me to see him run well, Andrew, for sure.
All right, so they're both there.
Melanie Tyndall will ride him.
Melanie Tyndall. Is she a local girl?
She's a local girl there.
Yeah, okay. Well, she's certainly been on the horse the last 3 or 4 starts. What about Monday, mate? Have you got... is the Darwin Cup field out yet?
The field's out, but the draws are done today at the casino.
Okay.
The owners, yeah, they like the owners to draw their own horses. So.
Righto. What have you got in the cup?
I've got Posty France in the cup. He's our main hope. We had a couple in it. Kenny Keyes sent one up, but he didn't get a run.
Yeah,
and I'm looking after Travolta for Gay.
Okay, how's Travolta from its last run?
Yeah, all right, Andrew. I wouldn't have expected him to go well. You know, you can't. You know, their first run up here is always they just need it. You know, and hadn't trialled or anything. He came up fairly late.
Yep.
But he's a lovely big horse, and you know, I think he's got a few leg problems too. But you know, this track's pretty kind to him, so.
Yep.
So he's feeling all right. We get him down the beach every day for go, and he wades, and he's doing really well. I think Paul Shires is riding him.
The one thing that our listeners see come around this time of the year is the Darwin track. It's that mixture of tar, but all horses seem to cope with it, Steve?
Yeah, I think they've sort of...
Back here, good. I've got Michael Bell with.
But they renovate it and dig it up, and it is really a nice surface and very kind to knees and joints, you know. So
yep.
So those older horses with the hot weather walking around in sandboxes and down the beach really do well here.
Well, mate, I hope it's a great weekend for you. Enjoy it. I wish I was there with you with some warmer weather, but I know there'll be many interstaters. Good luck to you, mate.
All right, Andrew. Thanks for that.
Thanks a lot. Oh, by the way, have you got a winner? Have you got runners at the Valley in Melbourne?
I've got three runners at the Valley.
Yeah, what's
got,
the best?
Sea Lord. Yeah. Might be a little bit short for him, but it's only a seven-horse field, so he'll go all right.
Yeah.
I've got Bishop's Castle. He's going really well at the moment. I think he probably prefers Mooney Valley to Flemington.
Yeah.
And I've got the Thief in as well. So.
Yep.
I think last time the Thief ran at Mooney Valley, he got in a bit of trouble and was nearly pulled up. So he's going along really well. So
they're all genuine chances by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I think they're genuine each-way chances for sure.
Good luck, Steve. Hope you can win a race over the weekend.
Thanks, Andrew.
Stephen Brown joining us there from Darwin. Local trainer now with a base out of Melbourne as well. Early hours of this morning, we had the Goodwood Cup being run in the UK. What a result for the Melbourne Spring in particular. The race was won by Big Orange. Won a thrilling race there from Quest for More and Trip to Paris. Ran a very tight third. Lee Jordan, well, he's a regular this week. Morning to you again, Lee.
Yeah, I might as well come up there and poke it down with you.
Exactly. Positive news here, particularly with the winner, Big Orange. We're about to hear from Michael Bell, but, it was a tough win given that the three of them here, Big Orange, Quest for More and Trip to Paris, really cleared out on the others.
They did. I obviously started and watched the race, and Big Orange, I was there in Newmarket for the July meeting when he won the Princess of Wales Stakes, the Group 2 over 2400, which we discussed probably the other day. He's been a great guide. You know, Fiorente won that race and came down and won the Cup. So this horse has gone right on with it. He's a massive horse. I think he's about 17 hands. Jamie Spencer, who is no stranger to the Melbourne Carnival at all, won on Side Glance in a front-running display in the McKinnon Stakes, if you remember that. So. Yep. Jamie's been usually renowned for dropping his horses out, but Big Orange's last two starts, he's taking him up the front, and he looks the real deal, doesn't he, Andrew? I think he's definitely a big chance in the Cup, and I know the camps, when we were over there, they were pretty confident about coming down. I'd say that would have sealed the deal for sure, so I'll be corresponding with Michael. And Trip to Paris, look, he was behind Big Orange and Quest for More right up the straight. Got a bit of room, darted on the inside. Yeah, look, I reckon it was a great run, to be honest with you. And he had to concede weight. I mean, I was looking at the weights. He's carrying like about 63 kilos and the rest are carrying 60, 61. So they're all lumping around pretty big weights. So I think his run was very, very good. And I think I spoke to Ed before the race, and I think I'm pretty positive that the Trip to Paris will come down as well.
Well, I texted him. We had about six text messages between 6:30 and 7 this morning, our time. He wanted to know what the main threats were, what the story was. He said, I'm boring, but I'll tell you in about 2 or 3 weeks what we're going to do. The one thing that comes through from Trip to Paris, I think, is just the way that Ed's sort of talking him up a little bit, that he is in that form of coming here and winning a race like a Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, look, I think I met the owners when I was over there, and look, they're up for it. They don't want to wait till next year. They want to come now. So, look, if I'm a betting man, I got a feeling he'll come, and I think Big Orange will definitely he'll come. I mean, looking at the way he races, his form, the sort of profile of the horse, he wouldn't be suited going to Champions Day in the Stayers race because of the wet track. Going to France through the pre-Cadran, he's going to find a wet track. Melbourne's the only place for him to come. I think he's definitely on his way.
Well, let's hear the interview after the win of Big Orange, who won the Goodwood Cup. He spoke on Racing HQ, the trainer, Michael Bell.
Me following Big Orange's pulsating victory in the Goodwood Cup. That's becoming something of his specialism type finishes, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was a fantastic race to be involved in. The second and third really made it a great horse race, and I think, you know, the people here today have seen three very good horses, three very good stayers fight out at the finish, and Big Orange is 17 hands, he's very long, and that his extra, he won a head or a neck, did he win? I mean, that is his extra physical length helped him out in the photograph.
He shows real tenacity in the finish.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very brave horse, he loves fast ground, stays well. He's, you know, and he's just a pleasure to train. He's such a character.
Were you always confident as an ability to stay 2 miles tonight?
Yeah, last year we thought he would stay because he won twice over a mile and six. And no, we very much hope he was a stayer in the making.
For a horse who does say, he isn't short of speed either.
No, I mean, he's won it. He won the Princess of Wales, obviously. So, no, he's a versatile horse and obviously very talented.
Perhaps the perfect combination for Melbourne Cup?
Well, that's the plan.
Would that be the plan this year? And if so, would he have another run between now?
Well, that's, you know, the goalposts might slightly move where we run him. We were going to run him in Deauville, but he's had a hard race today. It is a month away, that race. So, you know, we'll see how he is. Talk to Mr. Gredley and see what's what.
One final question. Could there be further improvement in him, do you think?
Well, as he gets older, you like to think, you know, he's such a brave horse. And, you know, he's physically, he probably won't be fully mature until he's 5 or 6 because he's so tall. So you'd like to think so.
So there it is. Michael Bell talking after the win of Big Orange. So from that, Lee Jordan, I think we can start looking at it from a Melbourne Cup point of view. At the moment, he's not in the tab.com.au market. They're going to have a look at him and place him in there. You would feel off those comments.
Gee, I would have thought he'd be in the market after his last win. But, yeah, you said I'm sure they'll adjust that pretty quickly. But, yeah, you heard Michael Bell there, very positive about a trip to Melbourne. We'll obviously be following him up. And the other horse I didn't mind in the run, Andrew, was Palisader, who ran fourth. He's owned by Sheikh Fahd. He's still a bit of a way off of getting into the race. He's only had 2 starts this campaign, so I'd watch him. He'd be a horse that would probably go to York to run in the Lonsdale Cup, and I'd watch him as well. Okay. And tonight we've obviously got the Glorious Stakes, the Group 3 race over 2,400, and this is a race exempt for the ballot for the Caulfield Cup. So watch out for this race. The two for me really are Dub Daity, Qatari Horse, which would be great to get down here in the Corsican.
Okay, well, watch for that tonight, the Glorious Stakes. I think it's the first race. Good on you, Lee. Thanks for all your chats during the week. It's great stuff for our listeners.
Andrew, one just quickie. Next week, the Ballyrowan Stakes, a Group 3 race next Thursday. 13 the initial entries, and I see there's a horse there called Sea Moon, trained by John Ox.
Ah, we were waiting to see what was there. We know the horse has gone back, so John Ox is now training.
Yes, he's in the initial entry, so just okay. Keep an eye out there. Next Thursday in Ireland.
All right, it'll be interesting to see if he comes back under a different name. We'll wait and see on next Thursday. Thanks a lot, Lee.
Thanks, Andrew.